Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The baseball game is over. It's time for the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show with Tim Allen on The Fan.
It is a final, the game and the series, and today the results are good. A huge win for the Brewers as they take care of the Reds in Game 3 of this weekend set. 9-3, the final. Welcome, everybody. It's a Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Tim Allen talking about a Brewers victory, and a huge one. I say huge because it is. I'll expand on that coming up in just a little while. Sam Schmitz is here as well. As we talk about a Brewers offense that breaks out for a 10-hit attack, 9 runs, and only 9 strikeouts in this performance. That's a little more like it. Some multi-hit games in this one, and it's just right. Here we go again, right around that 500 mark. And guys, that's what this year is all about. You can say that that's a loser mentality if you want. That's all right. I get that perspective a little bit. Because, you know, in a normal season, would you consider 6-7 mark a good mark? Well, this isn't a normal season, so I don't think that that pertains quite yet. They are right in the mix of a postseason run. Guys, they are. Now more than 20% of the season is gone. 20% in the books. And they're right around that 500 mark, which puts them in a position to make the postseason. That's really all I care about, is hitting the pay window in the postseason. You can talk all day long, well, it doesn't matter. If they get through the first round, it's going to be, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and the Dodgers are going to take care of them. Who's going to pitch in a big game? Who's going to pitch on 3 days rest? We can go all into that. The main thing is what we have here is day-to-day, and every day they get a victory, every day they get a win to stay around that 500 mark, that's a good thing. I don't care what it looks like on the field necessarily. There are some issues, though. Don't get me wrong. I do have to say that because I wondered last night, Sam, I'll bring you in on this. I wondered last night when Craig Counsell had a breaking point, when internally, we would never see it. We would never go off. He would never go off, you know, in front of the cameras or in front of the media. But doesn't everybody have their breaking point at some point in time?
Right. Now you got to think Counsell's skin is pretty thick, but I think in the past couple post-pressers, you could definitely hear that he was starting to get to that point.
Yep, and I was to that point. And I'll tell you exactly where as we get into our game recap in just a second here. But I'm wondering where Brewers fans are with this thing. If they still are pretty confident that this team can hit the postseason, again, that's the goal. That has to be the goal this year. It's a crazy season. It's the pandemic year in baseball and other sports, of course. But in this case, we're talking baseball. It's the crazy year. And so you have to change sort of your grading scale a little bit. Of course, we would like a bunch of Christian Yelich's in the lineup and a bunch of Mike Trouts and all these guys. But that's not what they have. They have what they have, and they're 6-7. And that's the key. We have to change our mindset just a little bit. I'm not asking you to reinvent your baseball perspective world at all. I'm just saying go with the flow this year. It's different. I get frustrated, and I think it's rightly so that Brewer fans get frustrated about the offense this year. But this is a little more like it. And when you can scoot by another victory, staying right around the 500 mark, without an offense, it's only a good thing. It bodes well because they can't be this bad offensively. And you saw it today as they busted out. Let's get into our game recap here. If you want to react on this one, 414-799-1250. And if you think where your confidence level is it real with a 6-7 mark? I know it sounds kind of crazy, but it's true. For me, I'm fully confident they can hit the postseason. As bad as this offense has looked, as bad as one would think that 6-7 mark is, I'm still pretty confident this team can hit the postseason because they're winning some games by not playing good baseball. And that is always a good thing. A good sign, I should say. It's a good sign when you're not playing well and you win your fair share of baseball games. They did that today, 9-3 the final. All right, so this came into a Sonny Gray and Brandon Woodruff matchup. And you would think, you know, 1-zip, 2-zip, 2-1, 3-2 at best. A 0.96 ERA for Sonny Gray and a 2.08 ERA for Brandon Woodruff. Well, it didn't happen that way. First inning, a little shaky for Brandon Woodruff. Now, I will say, both sides, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying, well, I'm complaining about the umpire, but I'm not complaining he was in favor of either side, either team. But he needs the day off too. I mean, there was some calls in this one, and I think that's what rose the pitch count up for both of these starters, both Woodruff and Sonny Gray. A couple of walks and a hit and a run later after a half inning, 29 pitches in. For Brandon Woodruff. Again, the Brewers down 1-0 to the bottom of the first inning. Couple of base runners. Brewers starting to fight back. Leadoff walk to Sogard after a couple of fly balls. Then a walk to Morrison. Garcia strikes out one of his three strikeouts in the ballgame. 0-for-5, hitting just over 200 now. That's a little bit of a concern for sure. 1-0, and the Brewers trail again after one inning of work. Into that second inning, Woody a scoreless second, although he did allow a base hit to Jankowski. Here's the deal. I noticed this, and this is kind of splitting hairs a little bit, and this is kind of what I do. I'm sort of a baseball nerd in this regard. So Travis Jankowski's got like a .235 lifetime batting average. I mean, he's on the field for defense and speed. It's really why he's even a Major League Baseball player. And they're all good, don't get me wrong, but 235 hitter. Sort of a slap hitter. Doesn't have a ton of power. You get up on this kid 0-2, then Woodruff and Manny Pena get together to throw an 0-2 changeup, misses to go 1-2. Then he goes another 1-2 changeup. He lays off. Now it's 2-2. Then now you know you got to go fastball. Why wasn't it just fastball? Just dust this kid. It's at the end of the batting order. No knock on Jankowski. He's a Major League Baseball player. But again, I question the pitch selection there. Woody, you want to work on pitch count. To be the elite level, you got to go after these guys and dust them. And dust them early. He did end up throwing that scoreless second. Brewers off the board as well in that second inning. Brock Holt, an 11-pitch at-bat. That was a good thing in the second inning. To the third, Woody, 1-2-3, needed it right there. A couple of strikeouts, 4 on the day, 1-0 to the bottom of the third inning. Back to even, bottom of the third, with 2 outs. Keston Hira, a 2-strike base hit. That was big because it set the table for The Brewers left fielder, Christian Yelich.
MVP.
Yelich hits a bullet down the line. That's going to get into the corner. Hira on his way to third. Dug out in the corner, Castellanos. They're going to send Hira. Here he comes, and he is in there. It's a triple for Yelich. An RBI to tie the game at one.
Yep, two-out lightning. Two outs, nobody on. Single extra base hit for Yelich with an RBI. And got one to hit. And put a good swing on it and put it down in the right field corner, and Keston here able to score easily. Fastball up, really did a nice job getting on top of that pitch, just out of the reach of Votto.
Some two-out magic right there for the Brewers in the third inning. Keston here with that base hit, the triple by Yelich. More on those two, a 1-2 punch in this game that was a long time coming for the both of them collectively. So a 1-1 game into the fourth inning. Brewers could use a shutdown inning right there, but they give it right back. Leadoff home run from Jesse Winker gives the Reds a 2-1 lead. Over 90 pitches as Woody works out of that fourth inning, and his day would be done after four as the Brewers threaten in the fourth inning. Smoke a base hit. Mathias reaches on air. Pena's hit by a pitch to load the bases with two outs. Sogard grounds out hard to end the frame, 2-1 to the fifth inning. Here's where I was just about at the seething breaking point for me. Through four innings of work, just the one run, strikeouts are about to starting to mount up a little bit again. So I wasn't all the way there, but I was pretty upset about this time. Brandon Woodruff's line, he goes just that four innings, 91 pitches on the performance, and just a couple of runs given up, five strikeouts in that performance. Brent Suter in, he throws a scoreless inning in the fifth inning, a big strikeout to Joey Votto in that frame as well. Yelich, a one-out walk in the bottom half, strikeouts to Morrison, strikeout to Garcia, that ends the fifth. That's their seventh strikeout heading into the sixth inning. Now I'm on the verge. I'm on the verge of an emotional collapse at this point. Suter, a scoreless sixth inning. A one-out infield single, but a double play gets him out of that holding pattern at 2-1 into the bottom of the sixth. Now here's where things changed. Here's where things got a little fun. Score did not hold. How about Justin Smoke? A leadoff double, his second hit of the ball game after a fly out to left from Holt, does not move the runner over. Mark Mathias then a base hit to put the runners at the corners with one out. And Mathias then steals second base. And how about Manny Pena hits the tying base hit?
On the ground and through for a base hit. Smoke is in. Mathias to third as Manny Pena delivers the game-tying hit. It's an RBI for Pena, all tied at two in the sixth.
That did chase Sonny Gray right there in the sixth inning, so his day of work was done. One in, one out, runners at the corners in the sixth inning as it continues. Lorenzen comes in. He was a mess today. He walks Sogard to load the bases. And on the first pitch to Keston Hira in a 2-2 game, Keston unties it.
They're loaded up with one away, and Hira hits a bullet into left field, a base hit. Coming in to score is Mathias. Pena will stop at third. And the line keeps moving for Milwaukee. They've taken the lead 3-2 on Hira's RBI.
And just picking on that first pitch, Lorenzen tried to sneak a fastball by him, got it down. And that allowed Hira to get a bat on it.
Yeah, he unties it right there. 3-2 Brewers. They were not done as Christian Yelich. How about he knocks in a run the easy way?
Lorenzen deals, and it's ball four. Another run will score as Yelich draws the walk and RBI the easy way.
Not so easy. That was a pretty close pitch. It's kind of been a floating strike zone today for Eric Bacchus, the home plate umpire. Gutsy to take that.
That makes it 4-2, a three-run inning and counting. Bases juiced, just one out still. Logan Morrison gets an RBI the easy way.
And there's ball four. So Morrison draws the walk with the bases loaded. The merry-go-round continues. It's 5-2 now. That's got to be it for Lorenzen, and that is.
That makes it 5-2, bases loaded, still just the one out, and Lorenzen's day is done at that point. Garcia bounces to third, then they force the runner at the plate for the second out of the inning. Bases loaded still, now two outs. Justin Smoak has two hits in the game to this point. He led off this inning with a double, and he comes through again.
And Smoak in the air, left field, it's down, a base hit. One run is in, Yelich. Morrison right behind him, he will score. Two RBI single for Smoak, his third hit of the game, and the Brewers lead it 7-2.
Hey, you got to remember one thing, when the Brewers get runs, they get them in bunches. A huge inning from Milwaukee, just what the doctor ordered.
Boy, yeah, just what the doctor ordered right there. Justin Smoak, by the way, in the inning, a single, double, two RBIs. In the inning, he was on a 2-for-26 skid prior to that. Six runs in the inning, Jerko to pinch hit for Holt, and then he draws a walk, the fourth walk in the inning, and it brings up Mark Mathias. He lines out to end that inning. A six-pack of runs in the sixth inning for the crew. There's our turning point, the Great Lakes Dragway turning point, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove, Wisconsin. For event and track rental information, check out greatlakesdragway.com. Big time for the Brewers. A 7-2 lead into the seventh inning. Devin Williams getting some work in, needs the shutdown inning right there. He gets it, a couple of strikeouts to the bottom half, and the wrecking crew continues. They weren't done yet. Bottom of the seventh with two outs. How about this? Keston Hira.
And that ball's into center field. Jankowski on the run. He's at the track, and it is gone. Up and out of here. Keston Hira. His third home run of the season. Bernie will hit the slide, and the Brewers add to their lead. It is now 8-2.
Yeah, you know, they say when he hits them, they stay hit. I mean, he just has that sound to it. Dead center. And Kessler with three hits today. Good to see him break out a little bit.
Three-hit game for Keston Hira, as you heard on Fox Sports Wisconsin right there. A couple of RBIs, including that solo home run. I love it when they do this. How about back-to-back?
Eight runs on nine hits. Now Yelich into center field. That one is way back and going to fly. Whoa, my goodness. Hits the scoreboard. Christian Yelich bangs one off the Miller Lite side. An absolute rocket.
Not to be outdone by Keston Hira. He hits one even further. Up off the Miller Lite sign out there in center field. Wow.
9-2 Brewers. Yelich with a three RBI game.
This is just what they needed, this offense. Nine runs. All coming in the last two innings. Boy, that's just a beautiful swing by Yelich.
Yeah, that ball was hammered. And that's good to see. Obviously, eight unanswered runs by the Milwaukee Brewers in the sixth and seventh innings in this one. Christian Yelich. Talked about Keston Hira with the three-hit game. Christian Yelich, 2-for-3, a couple of walks, a triple, a homer, two runs scored, three RBIs. All right, we'll take that out of Christian Yelich. And there is your Chevy MVBs, our first co-MVBs of the season here. Both Keston Hira and Christian Yelich get the honor. It's brought to you by Chevy. Check out the new 2020 Chevy Silverado at your local Chevy dealers or at WisconsinDriveChevy.com. Brewers, again, eight unanswered, that 9-2 lead into the eighth inning. Corey Knebel, all smiles, coming off the mound when he pitches a 1-2-3 eighth inning. Alex Claudio would allow a run in that ninth inning, but the Brewers cruise to a victory. 9-3 the final, 6-7 on the year as they stay right in this thing. And that's really what it's all about. Or do you disagree? It's okay to disagree, guys, at 799-1250. I am still confident this team's going to make the postseason. I know it won't surprise you from me, but I seriously, and the reason I say that is they're number one, their pitching is keeping them in these ball games. Number two, their offense can't be any worse, yet they're still 6-7. We'll take a break and come on back here. We will hear from Christian Yelich coming up in just a little while. We're also going to hear from manager Craig Counsell. A lot to get to here on a Sunday afternoon celebrating a big Brewers victory over the Reds. They don't get swept, and they stay in this thing, moving back into second place in the NL Central. It's a pennant race, folks, and it's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the Gene Wagner Plumbing Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game on The Fan. Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagnerPlumbing.com.
You know, it's the way you look at a baseball team, and the mark, to me, the mark of a decent team is when you win and you're not playing your best ball. Whether that's basketball or football or whatever it is, you're just not playing your best ball, but yeah, you're still winning a fair share or a fair amount of games. And that's what the Brewers are doing. Welcome back. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Tim Allen after a Brewers 9-3 victory. Are you kidding me? Moment of the game. It really was one large moment in there in that sixth inning. A six-pack of runs for the Brewers in that sixth inning. Discipline at the plate. Yeah, it certainly helps when Lorenzen is as wild as the hills. But nonetheless, they did come up. Well, again, if Justin Smoke comes up with a couple of hits, you are going to say at this point, are you kidding me? That can't be true. They bat 12 in the inning, plate six runs. They get four walks, four hits in that inning. Are you kidding me? Moment of the game, that entire sixth inning. 414-799-1250. Enjoying the rest of your weekend, winding down a little bit. Things heated up a little bit outside, and you're probably out on your back deck enjoying a beer. I'll meet you there. I'm dangerously close to my first high life since last Saturday. So I will meet you there in just a little while. I can promise you that. But are you still confident that they can get into the postseason? I think we threw it out there on Twitter here today, and we'll get to a couple of responses. But I think some of the responses are based on the playoff format from last year. It's not based on the playoff format from this year. And there's a huge difference, guys. And I think that's what has pacified Craig Counsell a little bit, to not getting to that, you know, boiling point, that seething, snapping point. As you know, I was really close today, early and mid game, when it was they just get it tied up in the third inning, and just immediately Winker unties it, and you're like, oh man, you got to stop playing from behind here. There's too much offense on this team to go into this sort of rut together. That's what puzzles all of us about this, that they're all slumping at the same time. That's a recipe for disaster, but they're starting to break out of it. The 1-2 punch of Keston here and Christian Yelich, I think, were absolutely outstanding today. Woodruff, again, didn't have his best stuff for whatever reason. You know, he allowed three hits and a couple of runs through four innings. Now, you know, a sketchy strike zone did not help that. Then it didn't help Sonny Gray either, but at least Sonny Gray mustered up, you know, getting into the sixth inning before he exited. But the Brewers are at 6-7, and I'm still fairly confident they're going to hit the postseason pay window. Sam, a couple of responses just before we get to a call.
Yeah, this one's from Tanner. He says, half the teams get in. Can the Brewers play 500 ball? Probably. I'd say they'd get 50-50 chance if 500 is good enough. This one's from D. Rich. Not overly confident, but I think there's a decent possibility.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. There is absolutely a potential impossibility of getting in. I know we all want to be the wrecking crew of 18 and 19. And just, you want that with every one of your favorite teams. A lot of times it doesn't happen that way. Look at the Washington Nationals last year, early on, 12 games under 500. They were ready to fire everybody, trade everybody. Now, this is a little bit different. The window is shrunk. We all know that. But a 6-7 mark, the way you've been playing, especially offensively, guys, it's almost like miracle work here. 414-799-1250. Big Ron, the name change. I like it, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, so glad to get the Brewers victory. And you know, I've been pounding the Brewers team total under and making some money. But today I went big on it, and of course, you know, thinking Sonny Gray's on the mound, and they just haven't been hit. And of course, Freaks breaked out for 9 runs, but it was so good to see them, you know, have a big inning. Council was talking about the other day in his press conference that they haven't had a big inning, you know, this year really up until this point. And, you know, when's the last time you saw the Brewers score the first 7 runs of a game and not have a home run? I mean, I can't remember that in the David Stearns era or the Doug Melvin era, for that matter.
That's true. They didn't get the homers until they were, what, up 7-2 at that point.
Yeah, when they went back-to-back. So, I mean, you rarely do you see this Brewers team in the last, you know, 10 years score 7 runs without the aid of a home run. So that was good to see, you know, them working the count, getting the walks from Lorenzen. And, you know, you got to take what the pitchers give you. And, you know, the Brewers, if the season ended today, they're in the playoffs because I think they'd be the 6th seed in the expanded playoff.
That is awesome. That's what I'm saying, that we all have to kind of change our mindset a little bit, that is a good thing. Now, it's not a good thing that your offense can't hit, but, I mean, it is a good thing that you're winning games nonetheless and being in a position to make the postseason without your offense hitting.
Yeah, and I think the pitching's been good. I think with Woodruff, you know, Hauser and Barnes, I think those three would give us a really good starting lineup in a playoff series.
Yeah, know? I wonder how long Brett Anderson is going to be given the ball moving forward. I just wonder about that. Hey, Big Ron, I want to ask you, if a guy is holding a futures bet at a casino in Vegas, and he's got, for whatever reason, I don't know, I must have been hammered that night, I've got, for whatever reason, $88 on the Brewers over, and it was like, 83.5, I believe, at that time. This was back in February. What happens to that ticket? I'm assuming I get my money back, right?
Yeah, you just get your money back. It's voided. So you just mail it in. There's usually an address on the back of the ticket on your bet slip, and just mail it in. It's just void, and you'll get your money back. You'll get your $88 back.
My $88, big money, big spender, huh? Hey, Big Ron, he's been our gambling expert for the last handful of years here. Hey, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk again.
All right, love you, Tim. Bye.
All right, take it easy. 799-1250. Are you confident that the Brewers can get into the postseason? I'm not asking you what they can do in the postseason. That's not the question. That's not the point. The point is, where's your confidence level for them to stay in this thing and then get in the postseason? 414-799-1250. Todd, what's happening, Todd? Baby Shade and Blind postgame show.
Howdy, Timmy. Kind of going back, getting in the show, where you said, you know, kind of the boiling point. Well, I was there. I was at the tipping point, and maybe another couple games to be able to get wiped out by Minnesota, it would have been there. But, you know, we're both kind of eternal optimists when it comes to the Brewers. And I always kind of look back in time at different games and where what changed the whole complexion of the record. And, you know, go back to, you know, Braun, where he caught that ball in the outfield, and a couple of years back when he went for that high fastball against the Padres. And I think this, I pray that they're coming out party, and I'm real positive about them. Like, you know, the last caller said about the pitchers, and they're there. And, you know, Anderson, got a little weak on him, but boy, I think as a whole, I think that with this, like you said, with the format, they're going to make the playoffs, and with those three good guys, that might get them pretty deep into it.
Well, they can't strike out. They broke a skid today of 7 consecutive games with 10 or more strikeouts. Now it was close. They had 9 today. That's where my boiling point was starting to get to me. And there's been a couple of those points here this year, and it's mainly been centered around the offense. I think sometimes my boiling point has been leaning toward a lineup issue. Today it got to the point where, hey, the umpire was the umpire. He was horrible tonight behind the dish on both sides. And for me today it got to where I was starting to bubble up on pitch selection, pitch calls. by Manny Pena. And I don't know why you're messing around with the lower part of the order. So I was pretty close today, and there's been one or two other points. But, you know, then you take a step back, Todd, and you kind of take a deep breath, and you say, you know, this is different this year. We have to look at it different this year. And it certainly has helped me.
Yeah, it's way different. And you know, maybe another thing that maybe overlooked is, you know, there's a lot of new people on this team. You know, Smoke and Holt and Sogie's back and on and on. Maybe it's getting to kind of know one another again and kind of getting the feel for the team aspect of it. And I hope that's it. Maybe they crested the hill here and we'll just keep our fingers crossed.
let's do that. A 3-4 week. Thanks for the call, Todd. A 3-4 week. They played every day, Monday through Sunday. So, I mean, they got away with this week. You guys jump in here about your confidence level of this team. This team right here that strikes out a lot, doesn't score a ton of runs. You look at every major category offensively as a team, and they're toward the bottom. But this team, where your confidence level is heading into the postseason, a little different year, crazy year. You have to consider that here. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. After a Brewers 9-3 victory, they're now 6-7. We'll be back here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to dive into the box score for today's game on The Fan. Brought to you by the Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power. On the web at liuna113.org.
Again, the old adage, what a difference a day makes, and it does make a huge difference here. There is a huge difference between 3-under and just the 1-under. 1-under, I consider just right around 500, and I think that's a fair statement. That's where you need to be, playing bad baseball, and you're right around 500. In these crazy times, in this crazy year of baseball, it's okay. It's okay for now. You're now over 20% of your season is gone. It's starting to fly by a little bit. I mean, they played, like I said, prior to the break, every day, Monday through Sunday here, and they're going to do it again, starting with the Twins tomorrow. Let's check out the numbers in a Brewers 9-3 victory. Erik Sogard goes 0-for-3 with a run scored and two walks. Man, does Sogie draw the walks? It's crazy. How about Keston? Breakout game, 3-for-5, a couple of runs scored, two RBIs, a home run. Christian Yelich starting to fill the stat sheet. You can feel it coming on. And think about this. Well, first I'll get to his line. Christian Yelich in today's game, 2-for-3, two runs scored, three RBIs, two walks, a triple, and his fourth home run. To put it into context, everyone's freaking out over Castellanos and I think there's someone else with seven homers in the NL. Christian, for as bad as he's been swinging the bat, he's like a good series away from leading the league in homers. Think about it that way. Logan Morrison in this ball game goes 0-for-3 with an RBI, run scored, a couple of walks as well. Avisail Garcia goes 0-for-5 with three strikeouts. He is not proving to be what he has been, and I have every confidence that he's going to get on a hot streak. He's just too good, guys. There's too much statistical information that's going to tell me that Garcia is going to get back on track here. However, right now he's hitting just 205. Justin Smoke, breakout game, 3-for-5, one run scored, two RBIs. Brock Holt goes 0-for-3. Mark Mathias goes 1-for-4 with a run scored. Manny Pena, 1-for-3 with a run scored, one RBI. Jed Jerko, 0-for-1. There's your offensive numbers. Pitching lines in today's ball game: Woody goes 4 innings, allows 3 hits, a couple of earned runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts, 91 pitches. His ERA now balloons to 2.53 through his 4 starts here. Brent Suter, 2 innings, 3 hits, no runs, no walks, no strikeouts. Devin Williams, 1 inning clean with a couple of strikeouts. Corey Knebel, clean across the board, 0s, and he is just smiling coming off the field. It's a good sign. Need to get him back on track for sure. Alex Claudio, 1 inning, 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned, 1 walk. The Brewers in this game, 9 runs on 10 hits, no errors. The Reds, 3 runs on 8 hits with 1 error. The win goes to Brent Suter. He's now 2-0. The loss to Sonny Gray popped him with his first loss of the season. Take that on your way out of town as the Brewers get their 6th win in 13 games, 6-7 now in the 2020 championship season. I was asked the other day, when do you stop saying that? Well, it's a crazy year, so maybe I'll just keep it for the entire year. It just go against the grain. It just sort of fades away each year. I've been saying it for, I think, forever. It just sort of fades away, but in this case, I'm going to keep saying it as long as the Brewers are in a pennant race, which is where they're at right now. You want to jump in here, 414-799-1250. They get the victory, although not playing their best ball, right around 500. And we'll get to some more comments from Twitter. We'll get to Christian Yelich on the way. Also, Craig Counsell on deck next year. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show after a Brewers win. Tim Allen here on The Fan.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Let's get the scoop from the skipper on today's game on The Fan.
You know, you get used to this in August here, the hot dog days of summer. And I love talking Brewers baseball with you guys on Sundays. You wind down the weekend and, you know, after a nice Brewers victory, it's just puts you in a good mood. And right back at it tomorrow, you take it day by day. The Brewers bounce back with a victory. They end up the series losing the series to the Reds. Okay, that's bad. The week in general, 4 against the White Sox, 3 against the Reds, ends up at 3-4 and not playing great baseball. I mean, let's face it, they're not. However, today they break out. Let's hear from manager Craig Counsell after the Brewers' 9-3 win.
Craig, we were talking to you yesterday about Justin Smoky. You're talking about ball strike recognition. And then he goes out and gets hits from both sides of the plate in one inning, a very rare baseball feat. Have to feel like now maybe that'll get him going, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just great. I think when you're in that kind of thing, it's just to get a huge hit too, and the right-handed, the base hit with two outs in the sixth, right-handed was the big hit of the game. I thought just breaking it open a little bit. So, just contributing, right? You just when you're in a slump, you just do something to help the team win, and he did that in a big way today for sure.
That sixth inning wasn't exactly how you normally picture a big inning, especially with the offense like this. Usually you're thinking like home runs, but pitch recognition up and down your lineup, drawing a lot of walks, little contact, any way you can get it, just kind of get runs on the board.
Yeah, look, it's what we've been doing a little bit. It's just, you know, in that sense, you got to run it together if you're going to score like that. And today I think 6 guys in a row got on, 7 out of 8. And it was good at bats, was deep at bats, was long at bats. I thought we really did it all day. Even against Sonny Gray, I thought we had like some long at bats that took a little bit out of them. Brock did, Logan did. I thought we had really good at bats all day today. That's one was a positive note for me, is like kind of up and down the lineup, good at bats throughout the day. So hopefully a good sign. And then a couple guys. You know, the two big guys with some big homers late, which obviously hopefully puts them in a good spot too. But I think, you know, Christian looked great today. I thought he took some really, really good swings. I know he felt good.
Craig, what'd you make of Woodruff today? That long first inning, you know, set sort of a tone, but he limited them in terms of, you know, the runs.
Yeah, I thought he was just a little off in the first inning. Just some of his misses were a little bigger than normal. But then to their credit, too, they did a nice job of kind of getting back into counts a couple times. But that's what you have to do. I mean, maybe it wasn't, you know, your A day, and maybe the hitters had fouled off some tough pitches, but he did. He limited the damage to 2 runs over the course, and especially in that first inning. Kind of grinded out that first inning, and we were in the game. I wanted to be a little cautious with him this time around. I thought this was the one that kind of had circled, just to be a little cautious. So, But he gave us four good innings and kept us in the game, like I said, against a really good pitcher on the other side.
Just how critical was Brent and the rest of your bullpen up until the ninth, but keeping them scoreless from the fourth, from the fifth through the eighth there?
No, you get five innings and one run baseball from your bullpen. That's a great day. I mean, you take it every single day. So, Brent, Devin, Corey, I was happy to see Corey throw the ball well and have a clean inning. That's Brent's job, is to kind of pick up the middle of the game for us. He's had a couple of nice outings back to back now.
Craig, we were talking to Christian about sometimes when you're scuffling a little bit, especially at the start of the season when numbers get skewed so easily, there's a human nature to swing your way out of it. But today your guys just made them throw strikes. And if they wouldn't, they just took their walks, including some guys taking some very close pitches, that inning.
Yeah, I think I do think we're capable of doing that. I think it's a strength of this offense is ball strike recognition. You still got to get hits though. You got to get the hits, and then that's what we got today. And that's why Logan's hit was so big. It's a 5-2 versus 7-2 game, and so that was really significant. But look, it's pressure, and if you continue on that, you feel like your guys are going to get hits. They're going to make the pitchers throw pitches they don't want to throw, and that's how it played out today.
Kind of good to just exhale a little bit too. I mean, when an offense struggles for a long period, it's hard not to press.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's right. You feel like big numbers always coming, but it is nice for sure. You get a game like that. Christian has a big game, put nine on the board, and get a little gap. It's a big day for the offense for sure. A day they needed. And again, the story of the pitching continues, man. And we gave up three runs today. And that's getting it done. That's really getting it done again.
I am with Craig Counsell 100%. I think the pitching as a whole, both starting staff and bullpen, I think it's underappreciated just because of the record and expectations of this baseball team. But they are doing a dynamite job, guys. They really are, especially that bullpen. And again, we've said it all year long with Woodruff. If this is the worst he gets is, four, five, six innings of two-run ball, if that's on the downswing of a little bit of a slump for him, I'm fine with that, because it tells you that with a couple of breaks, with a couple of low pitch count innings, a couple of seven, eight, nine pitch innings, he's going to take one off the sheet again. He is. He's going to have a complete game this year. I can tell you that. You can feel that coming. As bad as a four inning outing that you might think it is, it's coming. All right, 414-799-1250. Hey, Justin Smoke had a big game today, and we need more out of that from him. To your question specifically, they find a knack to limit the damage. Even though they're not spanning, the innings that they want to, they're limiting the damage. And isn't the key though, Joel? Isn't the key to, at least at the very minimum in your outing, is to keep your team in a baseball game?
That's very true. But, I mean, and it's a short season, so you're not going to wear out your bullpen. But, I mean, this can't, we can't survive with these starting pitchers that go a minimum or a maximum of four innings.
Okay, well, I will say this also. No, and to a degree, I will agree with you. Just a percentage, I will agree. At some point, you're going to have to start, expanding things a little bit. But some of this is by design. You are aware of that, right? Some of this is now. I'm not saying Woody is by design today, because that pitch count that limited the innings. But Brett Anderson, his first start, that he wasn't going to go more than three. There was a piggyback situation there.
Right, so that it's just an out-getter, not a starter, right?
Absolutely. And other teams are doing that, too, this year until they get things expanded. I think it's – maybe I underestimated this a little bit myself, Joel, in that there's a health risk for these guys not having a full spring. where they had to ramp up back in February and March. They're ready to go. They're within 2 weeks of breaking camp. I mean, Woody's ready to go. He was outstanding in Arizona, and other pitches around the league. And then they get shut down. Now you got to ramp up again and on top of that, a short amount of time. Maybe they're underestimated that.
I mean, their arms are stretched out. You know what I mean? Like, they can't go 7-8 innings. You know?
No, but I'm not.
I just don't think you can survive like that, though. I mean, it's going
to
be...
You might not be able to. You might not be able to until we see some stretching out here. You're right. That's the term. Let's see them stretch out a little bit. In the meantime, you can't be displeased with the looks of this offense. They're 6-7, Joel. I mean, you have to... again, thanks for the call. To me, again, I go back to the point, and I talk about this in football and in basketball too, the makeup of a decent team to good team to great team is when you don't play your best, when you don't pitch your best, you don't hit your best, you don't do a lot of things your best, and yet you're still winning a fair share of games. That keeps you in it until you do start playing better baseball or football or basketball, whatever it might be. Okay, we'll get to Christian Yelich. I want to hear what he has to say about this win. And also a Justin Smoke, a three-hit game for Justin Smoke. In fact, he had a single, double, and a couple of RBIs in one inning. That could turn him around. Baby Shane Blind post-game show, Tim Allen, after a 9-3 Brewers win.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time to go inside the clubhouse to hear what the players are saying after today's game on The Fan. It's brought to you by Windows Select. Right now, buy one and get one free, plus no payments until 2021. Call Windows Select today at 262-703-3500.
Oh, I can speak on behalf of me personally. Those of you sitting outside, we've got some responses when I mentioned sitting out on the deck of you guys just sitting in the backyard. It's a barbecue. It's a little bit warm, but tolerable. I can tell you guys, I am dangerously close to that high life. So, can you tell? I miss my beer. I don't mind working. We've had... six consecutive night games here this week, and really a carbon copy. Sam, I don't know if you, producer of the show here, Sam Schmitz, I don't know if you looked at the schedule this week. It's almost a carbon copy. There's a game change on Thursday. Did you notice that? It goes from a day game to a night game.
Yeah, our boss had sent us an email. I kind of like raised my ears a little bit.
It's like, oh, I was going to have a couple beers that night. But yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, night games again, carbon copy this week. Although this week, I will say, I think the competition's tougher, Sam. It is, as opposed to the White Sox for four and the Reds for three, it's the Cubs for four and the Twins for three. That's tough.
Yeah, and I mean, Minnesota, man, they kind of had a, not necessarily a slump because they're still winning games, but that star-studded offense really hasn't gotten to the potential that we know they can. So that's just scary if you think about it, too.
That too. Same concept. Same thing, for sure. Christian Yelich, nice to have you back, man. It's to see a 2-for-3, a triple, a homer, a couple of runs scored, three RBIs, two walks. On top of it, look at the total bases. We're going to hear from Christian in a second here. Let me squeeze in Mike here on the south side. Mike, you're on the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show.
Jeremy, I'm just about to crack a victory here for you right now.
me too.
I want to talk about Smoke. You know, Sparky, I remember him saying, why did they sign Smoke? Well, right then I knew he'd be decent. And... you know, like you said, adjustments, new team. He's really coming around. I don't know about a lot about this Garcia. Do you?
I do. He has
he's
a good year,
and, right?
Yeah, he is a White Sox guy. He's going to be a lot better than this. I can promise you that.
Okay, I hope. And you know, I noticed the defense has been pretty good. And if we can get the bats hot, the pitching's been good. You know, we got an ace in Woodruff. I think they'll be all right. And thanks for taking the call, Tim.
You got it, Mike. The defense last night, Keston Hira, yikes. Ooh, boy. I am shocked. Either one, he didn't get the day off today, or two, he wasn't the designated hitter today. If you think about holding runs to a minimum, and you know, well, coming into today's game, it was Sonny Gray. I mean, you have to limit any damage. You got to play good defense. You got to pitch well, keep him off the board, because you're not going to score much off Sonny Gray. Now, again, that can change, and it did today. They break out, and that's certainly what I love about baseball. I'm really shocked after the errors with Keston Hira that he wasn't the DH or the day off. Luckily, and he made a nice play today. I've noticed something about Keston's defense, too. When he's going away from the ball, he's a much better defender than facing up, squaring up, posting up on the ball, if you will. He's a much better defender when he's a go-getter instead of reacting to a ball hit toward him. His arm is, he's got to be a little more aggressive and confident with his throwing arm. But, yeah, the defense, that needs to improve a little bit, too. Christian got turned around the other night as well, and it's just that's a work in progress. Okay, Christian Yelich, let's hear from Christian. A big day for him. You can tell he's breaking out of this thing. Let's go inside the clubhouse.
Hey, Christian, just as a group, how hard had you guys been working for a day like that where it was sort of, hits kind of up and down the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a struggle for a lot of guys so far this year, out of the gates. And it was just not, I mean, guys have been working. It's not for lack of effort. It's just hasn't really gone our way so far. And it was nice to see it kind of turn a little bit today. Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know if it's necessarily just been at home. I mean, I know we haven't really won a game yet here, but we'd only played four up until that point and kind of spaced out a little bit. So we knew it was coming. I mean, I didn't think we were going to go 0-30 at home. So, the guys got rolling and we got that first one on the board today.
Christian, one of the things that was so impressive about that rally was all the walks you guys took. Sometimes when you're scuffling, you try to swing your way out of it, but you guys made them throw strikes that inning. You had that particularly good at bat where you took some close pitches for balls. Is that part of it, not getting over anxious up there?
Yeah, I mean, I guess when you're struggling, you try and do too much and swing your way out of it sometimes, and that's usually not how it works. Usually it's guys putting together good at-bats, and it comes. And I told you guys a couple days ago that nothing in baseball happens quickly. You can't go from hitting 100 to, 300 in a day, usually, unless it's the second day of the season. But for us to put together good at-bat for good at-bat for good at-bat and just kind of see how it's supposed to look was nice, and hopefully we can build off it.
Anybody else for Christian?
You say it's tough to go from 100 to whatever in a short time, but how much better do you feel right now at the plate than maybe a few days ago after the first two games of that White Sox series? It seems to kind of come around the last few days.
I mean, it's kind of been up and down still. Still working at it. We'll see where it goes. Not trying to force it, or like I said, you can't get it all back right away. So just head down grinding, and we'll look up when this thing's all done.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. It's time for the current electric spark of the game during today's game on The Fan. Go to callcurrent.com for your superhero electricians.
9-3, you just heard from Christian Yelich. Good signs that you see him walking a lot. Now the power's coming a little bit. The quality at bats are there. Time for the spark of the game. We'll stay inside the clubhouse. That is Justin Smoke, a three-hit game. In fact, in the six-run sixth inning, he had a single, double, and two RBIs. That's a spark of the game for sure. He led that inning off with a double. And let's go back into the clubhouse here from the Brewers first baseman.
Justin, just how much did you personally need a day like that? We've talked a bunch with Christian about grinding through this early season stuff and How bad did you need a big day?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think we all needed it, but yeah, I think, you know, it's been a grind early on here. Definitely we all as a group have been putting in the work and, you know, hopefully we can continue to do what we did today.
Justin, how many times in your career have you got hits from both sides of the plate in the same inning? Is that a first?
Ooh, that might be a first. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that might be a first.
How did that feel? I mean, here you are scuffling and you get hits from both sides of the plate.
Yeah, I think any hit right now feels good. But, you know, I think, you know, early on here, it's just, you know, it's kind of, you know, different situation. It's tough. It's something that, you know, we're adjusting to daily. And I think it's something that, you know, hopefully as we continue to go through this thing, it, you know, gets easier for us.
Just what was the difference for you today? Was there any difference in your approach, anything you were doing, or was it just things were falling for you?
No, I mean, I think it's just more of having a mindset, you know, being ready to hit. I feel like, you know, when you're out there and there's no, you know, no fans in the stands and it's kind of, you got to kind of pump yourself up and get going. And, you know, it's something that, you know, it's not easy to do, but something that, you know, us as a group are trying to make those adjustments to do what we have to do daily to be able to go out there and, you know, win ball games. And, you know, I think sometimes you just get passive and, you know, not really into it. And, you know, today my mindset honestly was just try to be aggressive and be ready to hit and, you know, start slowing down a little bit.
Justin, when you did your early work with Andy, can you share with us whether you guys were working on something specific or whether it was more just, you know, sometimes the job of a hitting coach can be almost getting the guy in the right mental place to play. Were you guys talking the mental side or the mechanical side?
Yeah, more mechanical, more just like feel. And, you know, for me from the left side, for sure, like I like to work in and, you know, being a long lever guy, I feel like, you know, if I feel tight, then, you know, I feel like mentally it makes me feel like I have more time. And so kind of what we did yesterday, and, you know, it's something that, you know, I've done throughout the last few years and throughout my career. And it's something that I definitely will keep it going. But yeah, it's just more of a feel. I mean, when you're up at a plate in a game, you can't be feeling for things. And it's something that we, you know, I think us as a team have done top to bottom throughout, you know, the first few games here. And so first couple of weeks. And so, you know, hopefully get that behind us and, you know, start playing better baseball.
Justin, you had as many at bats against Sonny Gray as anybody on the team, I guess, from all those American League battles you probably used to have with him. But he's been really tough these last few years with the Reds. And this year he was off to an outstanding start. It had to be a big collective positive feeling for the team to get some damage done against him.
Yeah, for sure. He's a really good pitcher. I mean, you know, I've faced him a lot now, even when he was with Oakland and, of course, with the Yankees. But, yeah, it's, you know, of course, I hadn't faced him in a few years. But, yeah, so it was, you know, he's always been tough, you know, kind of sneaky fastball. I think my first at bat, he threw me three different fastballs, one that cut, two that took off, you know, ran away, and then one that was straight. So, he's tough, sneaky eater, hard, tight curveball. And, you know, I think the third time through, he starts, you know, trying to throw a few changeups in there. And I think that's what I hit for the double. But, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, for us to, you know, have some good at-bats against him, that's always a positive.
You talked about how you have to adjust to playing without fans in the stands and stuff. I mean, I imagine home field advantage isn't what it kind of usually is, but just how important was it to, how frustrating was it to not win at home these first few games, and how important was it to get a win at Miller Park?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I think every time we've played here, we've heard the same song every night. Everything's going to be all right. So, I think last night after the game, I a couple of us said, man, I don't want to hear that song again. So, to finally get a win here, you know, it's good. And, you know, hopefully we can continue that going into the next series.
Yeah, Justin Smoak right there, a three-hit game, single, double, a couple of RBIs alone in that six-run sixth inning. And the first win of the season at Miller Park for the Milwaukee Brewers 2020 championship season. We've been asking you guys, I should preface this with saying it's a crazy season, as you know. So you have to look at it a little bit different in terms of a playoff appearance for the Brewers. Expanded playoffs, 60-game season, hopefully 60-game season. Some may not get there, and we'll have information on that coming up in a bit. But a couple of other mentions worthy of reading, Sam Schmitz.
This one comes from Kyle with eight teams. Very confident they'll be in the top half of the NL. So most of the response has been 50-50, positive, negative. This one comes from Hanson. He says, using a band name to describe my confidence, faith no more.
All right, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. They're 6-7 now, hanging tough. All right. Up next, there's some news about a pitcher in the American League that has breached protocol, and he got sent home. Also, the Cardinals, is that series going to happen against the Tigers? I'm sorry, against the Pirates. We know tomorrow's game has been canceled. Have they canceled the entire series? We'll get an update around the Central as we move along here. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show. Tim Allen. After a Brewers 9-3 win.
It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, and it's time to check the Major League scoreboard on The Fan.
We'll check it out after a Brewers 9-3 victory, as we'll check not only the National League Central scoreboard, but news around Major League Baseball. We'll start with the Brewers here, Sam, as we welcome you in here. Brewers have, if you haven't heard, canceled the on-deck event for this January of 2021. Very disappointed with that.
Yeah,
you couldn't wait a little bit? You couldn't wait just a little bit? Let's see how everything shakes out.
Can you imagine, too, if things like start to get back to normal, too, how much of an energy boost that'd be for Brewers fans and, like, the city?
Sure would. Yeah, sure would. But safety, you know, that's key here. The masks are in at the Brewers team store. Is that right, Sam?
Correct.
Okay, and you're headed in that direction? Are they still open today?
I got a feeling they're probably going to be closed by this time, but I'll probably grab one on my way to the studio tomorrow.
There you go. All right, what's going on around baseball?
All right, so the Brewers, as you said, now slide into second place in the NL Central, four games back after today's win. Only other game being played in the NL Central today was between the Tigers and Pirates. Final score of this one, 2-1 Tigers. Spencer Turnbull got off to a good start for Detroit. He moves 2-0 for the year. Richard Rodriguez gets charged with his loss. And Tigers closer Joe Jimenez already with 5 saves after today. Pirates now end up getting swept in the 3-game series against Detroit. They move to 3-13 this year. Chicago Cubs beginning a 2-game series against the Cleveland Indians starting on Tuesday. The Reds also getting ready for a 2-game series against the Kansas City Royals starting on Tuesday. And finally, shortly after we started, Bob Nightingale reporting that the Cardinals will have only 46 days to play 55 games of the upcoming series against the Pirates officially being canceled. Elsewhere around the league, Jeff Passan confirming that Indians sent home starter Zach Plesac after he violated team rules by leaving his hotel to go out in Chicago.
Wow. Okay, so that is the nephew of Dan Plesac, former Brewers left-hander, and the compliance officers, if you will, for lack of another term, on each team. Someone got Zach Plesac on that. I wonder if Dan is centralized in Chicago, or is he out east at the MLB Network studios? I'm not sure, because my guess would be he was out with his dad, or, you know, going to his dad's house.
Right. I'd be curious to see if MLB maybe, you know, maybe it lessens his punishment or something if that does end up being confirmed.
If it was the case, if that were the case. Now, on the other hand, hey, we don't know. Just speculating here. He could have been out clubbing. I have no idea. Just don't know. But, yeah, just crazy, crazy times. All right, Brewers back at it. It is another week of baseball, another day of baseball. How about that? We'll start right there. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show gets underway tomorrow at 6. That'll get you ready for game one of a 3-game set. And just across the border there, it's the Minnesota Twins coming into Miller Park. And after the last pitch, you make the switch. Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show, where Hopefully we'll be talking about a Brewers victory this week. They end up 3-4, four against the White Sox and three against the Reds here. Hopefully they can spin that around and come out 4-3 or 5-2. Three against the Twins, four against the Chicago Cubs. All night games, Monday through Saturday this week. And we'll see you here again next Sunday as well, a day game from Wrigley Field. All right, for Sam Schmitz, I appreciate the help producing the show today. My name is Tim Allen. 9-3 the final. Brewers get the victory. More Brewers conversation tomorrow morning. Bart Winkler, Bill Michaels, and the Wendy's Big Show. Thanks for listening to AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan. And as always, remember, smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.